Hi there and welcome. I'm Adam Robinson for Jack Digital. Uni students are stuck wondering what are they going to do after graduating. They question, how will I get a job? How will I gain experience? Jack Digital goes into the issue everyone's too scared to deal with. What happens after graduation? Today we'll be interviewing real students with real problems. This will give us an insight into how students perceive their career prospects and pathways. But does it all match up? Turn on the TV and all you hear these days is employment rate is down and Australia is at an all-time low. So let's look at it this way. If Australia does have a low employment rate, then more jobs available for us uni students, right? Wrong. Skilled work employment is at an all-time low. According to the DEEWR report 2011 to 2012, Queensland has a lower proportion of post-school qualifications than the national average. And what we can do as uni students? How do we prepare ourselves for the big world ahead? Because at the moment, employment in the social sciences and creative arts field is low. So let's get on with it. Let's talk to some uni students. I'm here now with Jessica Lewis, a final year journalism and PR student at QUT. Jessica, do you have any plans after uni or any jobs lined up?
No, not yet. I am looking, but I get turned down a lot or just never hear back.
Do you think journalism, which falls under social sciences, is a hard industry to get into?
Yeah, I do. And lecturers and tutors have told everyone that you just need experience and the best place to do that is while you're at uni.
Okay, but how would you juggle uni, working and trying to get work experience while trying to keep a social life?
I don't know. It's tough and not everyone can do it, but it's one of those things you have to do for the future. I don't know what I'm going to do. Just graduate, try and find a job, I guess. Have no idea, really.
Are you getting worried?
A little bit, but I can deal with it later.
Matthew Stanley, you're studying marketing in your final year. Have you lined up a job yet?
No, not yet. This is my last semester. I'm just happy to finish. We'll think about jobs next year.
It mustn't all be tough out there. Let's hear from some postgraduate students. Brandy Normington, Griffith Southport Arts graduate. Brandy, did your degree lead to your current job?
No. I became a makeup artist. Studying was just a fun time for me.
Nancy Ho, who finished her business law degree in 2007, is now working part-time in an industry far from her graduating field. So Nancy, you finished in 2007. Can you tell me what happened after that?
Well, I couldn't find a job, so I just started working part-time.
Did you study business because of an interest?
No, I started studying because I thought it would open a lot of opportunities for me. Unfortunately, I couldn't find a job after finishing the course and I needed to work, so...
So what do you do now?
I work for Virgin Australia as a guest services agent.
Do you ever plan on someday being a lawyer in the future?
No. I only did it because it was interesting and I thought I could get a good paying job, but it didn't work out like that.
Do you have any advice for students thinking about studying?
Well, I think it's good to study something, but I did it because I thought it's what people did after high school. I don't know if a 17-year-old really have a clue what to expect unless you are really interested and passionate about something. You should think of different fields or employment before studying.
Do you regret studying at all?
Not really, but I do hate that I have a big student loan and I'm not even used to the degree, but I guess that's how life is. After graduating and applying for a few jobs here and there, it wasn't right for me. Uni should really have a program that puts uni students in the industry they're studying.
But they do have these programs, so what's going on here? Let's talk to someone who has a little bit of advice that might be helpful. Grace Green, head recruiter at Robert Walters Recruitment Agency, joins us now. Grace, thanks for talking to us. It seems that a lot of students study in hopes of a well-paying job and employment straight after they graduate, but jobs seem to be lacking in specific departments, noticeably social sciences and health. As a recruiter, do you employ or find jobs for first-year uni grads?
I try to, but employers prefer intentional employees with a bit of experience.
It seems students are having a hard time trying to get experience for the industry they're studying in while studying. Do you have any suggestions about what they can do?
I know that a lot of employers don't look at education results so much nowadays. It's about the experience you do. But in saying that, I'd put forward a lot of people for agency advertising and marketing work, and it's up to the employers and how well their interviewee performs. It does come down to who you know, not what you know. That's the hardest concept to grasp, and it's quite unfair, but in creative arts, it's just the way it goes. For students, I recommend getting in contact and introducing yourself to people who are in the field, either through an uncle or a friend. It'll surprise you how well it can lead to a jump start. I also recommend composure and confidence during interviews. Students need to create a portfolio combining work done over the years. That can just be used as experience, and the employers will respond to that.
So there you have it. Jobs are out there and experience is achievable, even if it's documents that were used for an assignment. In a collage of information, uni students should definitely combine work done and show it off. Get out there and be confident. Who knew that what we've been told is right? Uni students have to get contacts. Set yourself a goal. Each week, contact a person in various industries and agencies you would want to work in. Thanks for listening. I'm Adam Robinson for Jack Digital. And remember, nobody goes forward by sitting on their behind.